Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
What I want to give today is a gift that will help your generation. The dream, the vision that will change my life appear by fire. The dream, the revelation, the vision that will change my life appear by fire. There is a dream that you will dream and your life will change. There is a dream that God will give to you and your story will change. There is a dream that God gives to you and your class and social status change. The strata and the ladder of your destiny change because of one dream. I want to pray for you. The dream that will change your life will appear by fire. If you are lazy to pray, this service is not for you. Because this service, we are going to pray. Job 33, verse 14 to 18. We adore you. We bow down before you. We worship you. For the Lord speaketh once. Pastor Paul, will you remind me before I drop the microphone? And if you are here today, you don't dream at all in your life. You will bring that your head to me here. That your head. You will do what? You bring it to me here. Hey, this information I want to give to you. Sit down, man of God. Is number one expo that will make you not to suffer. Can you imagine this young boy dying? Pastors are afraid. In fact, all elders came down, they were crying. All my choir came down, I was crying. But the Lord gave me a revelation. I didn't see that vision, I would die. See after me, my father. Am I in the right church? Am I in the right church? My father. Say the dream that will change my life. The vision that will change my life. Let them appear by fire. Will you say again? Say my father. Say the dream that will change my life. The vision that will change my destiny. Say, let them appear by fire. Say, oh Lord, I refuse to be in the dark concerning my life. Say, Father, bring me out of darkness. Give me information. Now here he said, give me information. Somebody shout a big amen. One of the things that make me pause among others is the information I have. And don't blame them. They said knowledge is power. When you know things, my dear, you pose. I've seen people plan like this and want information from God. I will just dodge. For God speaketh once. Job 33. Yea, not yet, but it's yea. Twice. Yet. Man no go passive arm. Because we're slave with bitterness. We sleep with heaviness. We sleep in anxiety and worry. Man, persevere not from today. May you receive what God has for you in the name of Jesus. How? Verse 2. In a dream. In a vision of the night. When God cannot talk to you at night and you pick it, it's the afternoon that there's so much noise, you will pick it. When deep sleep falls upon men, you sleep so deeply, but you don't have any information. Where is my koboko? He slumberings upon the bed. And what happened? Verse 3. Which happened? Verse 3. Then God opened the ears of men. May your ear be open. And he sealed it. Seal means he put it there. He now block it so that you don't go forget him. But what happened? He sealed their instruction. The instruction that will deliver you from destruction. Am I helping somebody this morning? Receive it in the name of Jesus. The next verse. You see, if you know this in there, canceling will reduce. That he may withdraw man from the purpose, the plan, not his purpose, but your purpose, and hide pride from man. The dream that will make you escape shame, the vision that will make you escape trouble, receive it in the name of Jesus. Did I tell you where they celebrated me? And they said I should sit down as a chairman, Christian Association or so, in a particular country. Prophets, not knowing that they carry baton to break this my small head. And the Lord said, sit down there. I was adjusting time. I said, don't worry. Now, should I go and sit down? About 4 years. Let us do this thing. Continue. And his life from perishing. He kept it back. His soul. When your soul come out, your life come out. He kept it back your soul from the pit. How? By what? Instruction. By true word, dream and vision. And your life from perishing by this all. Stretch your hand to this Bible passage. In the name of Jesus, your life will not perish. This amen is giving me concern. In the name of Jesus, the pit of men will not catch you. In the name of Jesus, receive instruction that will make you great in life. In the name of Jesus, receive vision that will make you celebrated in life. In the name of Jesus, receive a vision of where you are going early in life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive direction to what to do to be great in life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive revelation that will make you to be celebrated among your peers and siblings. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will not perish by the sword. In the name of Jesus. I want to be sure I pray for you. Shout 7 amen if you are the one, and pack your blessings. Way of rescuing men is through a dream. Oh Lord, speak into my heart. I am in sacrifice.
Your word says, live and not die. Oh Lord, speak into my life.
See, it doesn't matter who hates you. They might not like my face, but the face of my lover in heaven is so clear to me.
One word is all I need.
God used dreams and vision to deliver you from the wickedness of the wicked. God used dreams and vision, to communicate. Look at his counsel. And the Bible says, my counsel will stand to communicate it to you. Oh, thank God for this service. The Lord said, lives will be liberated. God used dreams and vision to set man free from the chains of the wicked. How can I be sick for 9 months? And the Lord said, go and buy one tape. And I sent Pastor Timothy, buy me. I am the Lord. And I started hearing it. Is it not? People around you will get tired of your situation. But one word from God will give you a new beginning. How can you live your life not hearing from God? You want to die? In this world of manipulation from every angle,
Oh my God. I want to show you something. Numbers 24 verse 4. Good news. God used dreams and vision to reveal his plan, to further his plan in your life. Who can hear what God is saying? With the staring eyes, I see in a trance a vision from the Almighty. Stretch your hand to that Bible passage. You can see I'm not intimidated if you share this gift with me. I have enjoyed this gift, children. Do you want it too? Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. May you receive a vision from the Almighty in the name of Jesus. Oh God, they are not right here. I said, may you receive a vision from the Almighty in the name of Jesus. Let me finish that. May you receive a dream from God that will make you great in the name of Jesus. May you receive information that will make you escape the wickedness of the wicked in the name of Jesus. May you receive information that will make you to be great in life in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, can I hear big amen and pack your blessings? Sit down. God uses dreams to help men to get to their place of influence. You just started any business. Do you remember Solomon? In 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 5. I'll just read one verse there. Solomon, he shouldn't have gotten any future. But after a particular transaction, the Bible says, at Gibeon, the Lord appeared. So the Lord as big as he can appear to you in your dream at night. And God gave him an open check. Solo. What shall I do? Solo, take anything you want, take. That was the beginning of his change. I'm praying for you that you will not be, never be a visionless Christian in the name of Jesus. Just one dream can change your life forever. Just one dream like this, one like this, small information like this, a supernatural encounter can make people to begin to say, ah, it will turn your rag to riches. One dream. I have woken up several times and I begin to tithe. I know what those things are tied today. That is where I am chopping from. I see that. One dream from God can deliver you from a pending danger. In fact, as I was coming in, I remember again. Do you remember the Maggie's stargazers? They said they saw the star of Jesus. Do you remember? You know, when they finished talking to, when they were, Bible said God appeared to them in a dream in Matthew 2:12. I'm telling you, when you get to Matthew 2:12, that God warned them. One dream can be a dream of warning. I love the girl so much. I started learning her language, her Kwaibom language. She started learning Yoruba. To you, that's a leverage that at least Agbedi Arawa Oshi. And the Lord gave me one dream. And I saw this. God said, this is the side you have been seeing. This is her inside. And I said, babe, come. This is who you are. And she said, I will take your two eyes for knowing you. But thank God, my two eyes are still intact. It was battle. One word
is all I need.
One dream might be a pointer that, look at me, that is where you are going to. One dream. You know what is pending me? This generation Z or generation bullshit, they know they hear anything. They know they even dream and they are so proud. Don't join them. All my children in the house, am I praying for you now? May God pour upon you his spirit in the name of Jesus. upon you, Spirit. Our children, I say, they will see visions. Old ones, they are old, though. You know, they won't remember. Bible said they will have dreams. Why are you just like that? Just like that. You know they see, you know they hear, you don't know anything. Anything can happen to you. Are you still there? Should I still continue? One word, one dream from God, like, look at me, one dream like this, just like this, can maneuver your enemies. God said, don't take that way, take this way. May God give you one word in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me one dream that will change my life forever. I'm not repeating it. Lift up your voice and pray for a minute like that. I can't believe you are not praying. Oh Lord,
speak into my life. I am a living sacrifice.
Why are you suffering like this? Why are you suffering like this?
Your word says, live and or die. Oh Lord, speak into my life.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me play. One word. Solomon was a small boy. Samuel was a small boy. And the Lord came to him in the dream. I said, Samuel, you know what? I'm going to do something in this. And that would have been a narrow escape from Prophet Eli, but you know here. Most of you, your children, since you cannot see it, your children will see and say, Mommy, I'm talking, Ben, when I come back, and you might not return. Ben. Several times your children will just call you. They are supposed to be dressed. Say, well, you know, just I want to tell you. At late, sit down. Tell me what is it. But no. That information will have helped you. Oba Bosono, Oba Waja. I slept after two. You slept before me and you are sleeping already. You need a word. Do you remember Joseph? Joseph saw his future. I want to pray for 30 of you. 30, baby. May God show you your future. A young boy had a dream. And Amraba came to their house. And when they want to start killing everybody, the father cried and begged. And he said, okay, give us one of your children. And he said, take that one. It's the most useless. So they took the boy the dream. And the boy said, the dream continued. After many years, he came back to that street and all the street bowed down to him. He was wearing, you know, the king clothes, that Shiki Abi Ofi, what I call traditional dress. God was showing that boy that so many people will bow down to you. See, when you receive a word through dream, you have this, look at me, this, my future is bright. Don't say again until you see it. When you see it, there's this conviction as if you have taken something. Genesis 37, verse 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren. That was the beginning of the battle. If you continue like that to verse 14, he said, and he dream another one. So when we are small, we say, Joseph the dreamer, because this guy is a dream. That's why I'm praying for you now. Let me put any of the verse here, verse 5. Just put it there. Let me use to pray for somebody here. Hey. Oh yeah, stretch your hand. Let me pray. Pray. Are you ready? Have you stretched your hand? When I say stretch your hand to the Bible, you think I'm joking? Let spirit and power from the world enter your life in the name of Jesus. It's not a joke. Let the spirits that back the world up enter into your spirit man in the name of Jesus. That you will see your future yourself in the name of Jesus. You will see your destination yourself in the name of Jesus. And you will not miss your way. You will not miss your path in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your three big amen and pack your blessings. I want to round off now. You understood already what I'm saying. Genesis chapter 15, please sit down, verse 1. At this point, Abraham was getting discouraged. Are you here? You receive word from God and you are getting discouraged. Come close. See, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham. So the word of God can come to you through dream or vision. How? In a vision saying, fear not. That means Abraham the fear. I'm getting old. I don't go born. Maybe you are there, you are yet to marry, you are there, you are yet to receive that one thing you are believing God for. One revelation. Look at it. One vision from God. Say, I am your shield and your exceeding great. Look at those. Look at the big word. God said, exceeding. Exceeding. That means it enters your future. Great. Not small. Reward. Now I pray for you. If you are there and you are already discouraged, if you are there and you are saying, when, oh Lord, the dream of encouragement, the dream that will establish God's covenant in your life, receive it in the name of Jesus. Your amen is going down already. The vision, the revelation that will give you that peace, that will give you that ease. I can preach here and you go and you are discouraged again. But when you see it yourself, you become so sure. I pray revelation, vision of assurance. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Do you understand what I'm teaching you today? My Father, give me a dream. Give me a vision that will change my life. Say your own. That is 10%. Say it again. Let me hear now. Go. That is 42%. Say it again. Let me hear you. That is 58%. Say it again. No, that's 56. It's not like the one you said before. Say it again. Let me hear you. That is 61. Say it again. Let me hear you. I enjoyed this thing. I was in Belgium. Sit down. I saw I was coming back home and I was arrested. So I called the home and I told my host, police arrest me. I've never been to a police station before or a statement. Is it Germany they are going to arrest me? God, what is happening? To play from Belgium. I got to Frankfurt and police said, sir, please step aside. So I step aside. He said, please sit down. I sat down. And he started asking me questions. You are not supposed to leave, you are supposed to stay there. I said, I'm going to my family. Sir, you are under arrest. You are free to get a lawyer. And now remember the dream. I swiss Icarabo said, I begin to speak. And he said, okay, sir, you know where you can go? The lawyer will contact you from Nigeria. And you will. And he can. They said, now the house address you gave in this thing, we are looking at it now, is like this. I said, yes, that's right. You are not supposed to leave. You are supposed to. I said, I'm going to see my family. If you go now, you will not be able to return. I am going and I'm coming back when I'm done. Stretch your hand to me. I have enjoyed it. Make I transfer something to you. Should I transfer? Are you ready with your POS? I pray for you. The dream that will warn you of your future, receive it in the name of Jesus. The dream of the word, the dream of instruction, the dream of warning. Are you ready? Receive it in the name of Jesus. the dream and vision that will make you never to be stranded like others. Are you ready? Receive it in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessings. Come on. Sit down, but don't go down your entire life. In Genesis chapter 20 from verse 1 to 7, it's a long read. Abimelech saw a fine girl. The Bible says that Sarah was a beautiful woman, even in her old age. So Abimelech quickly colobi her. You know when I say colobi? He colobi her. And the Lord came. I read again now from verse 3. But the Lord came to Abimelech in a dream one night. God said, he has not touched the woman. He was just feeding her that beauty. Go, come on, wait. Don't worry. And God said to him, you are as good as dead. That's what God said to him. Because of the woman that you call her, she is a married woman. Next verse. How did God come to him? Do you remember how? How? Let's imagine he doesn't have the dream. Now Abimelech had not gone near her, so he said, Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation? You see, when you are innocent, you will talk. And God answered him. Oh yeah, now. Did he not say to me, she's my sister? Have you paid dowry? And did she also say, he's my brother? I have done this with a clear conscience and clean hands. I see her like a collector. Abraham was the one at fault. Still, God fought Abimelech. The dream that will warn your enemies. Let me finish. The dream that will warn your enemies. The dream that will warn your enemies. I see them coming in the name of Jesus. Next verse. Then God said to him, how? You are not here again. No. Let me beg them. Where? Yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience. And so I have kept you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her. Verse 7. Go ahead now, read it. Now, return the man's wife. For he is a prophet. And he will pray for you and you will leave. But if you do not return her, you may be sure that you and all yours go by. God saved Abimelech by a dream. Stretch your hand to this altar as I pray for you. The dream that will deliver you from death. The dream that will deliver you from God's anger. Are you ready? Are you ready? Receive it in the name of Jesus. The dream that will deliver you from pending destruction. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 40, remember? There's a particular guy they call the cup bearer. He had a dream that he was lifted, and they lifted him. The other person had a dream that they buy him, and they buy him. And that's why when you have dreams, you must begin to pray. Is this from God? Is it from fear? Where is it coming from? Don't just sit down with information that will help you in life. Somebody say, I hear you. Thank you, precious Lord. There's a woman here, you have a pain, very terrible, powerful, terrible menstrual cramp. Anytime you are doing it, it's terrible that you can't even go out. It's, the Lord said, you won't see them again. Genesis chapter 41, the Bible said, Pharaoh, after some years, had a dream. And in that dream, he saw tiny cows swallowing big cows. He had a dream of famine. And God helped him and sent Joseph to him. And they were able to tell him that this was going to happen. So there could be a dream of warning concerning your future. Can I say pray for you? Oh, you will not fall like others in the name of Jesus. When all this was still happening in that country, they were fine. Let's now imagine our president had a dream. But they will not let them have dreams. Because once you get to that level, you are surrounded with principalities, powers, people, greedy, terrible demons everywhere. That's why we pray for our presidents. We pray for our governors. We pray for people in high places. Because they are surrounded with different kind of people. So Pharaoh had a dream. He saw his future. May you see your future. Your amen is going down now. Am I taking too long again? May you see your future. When we started doing meeting at the altar, now like till yesterday, I'll see your testimony. This one we started, your testimony will blow. You want to travel, and you are having, what's this? And God will come to you. I went to the embassy. I dropped my passport. I got home and I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw that all my four tires deflated. What's the meaning of that? You are not going anywhere, Abi.
Yes,
I said, you are who? I just came to church. I collected my check. I just called up 250. I dropped it on the altar. They sent my passport to me without visa. I was talking to my Jewish like this, that they are joking. I have finished them. And they sent a mail. Please, sir, send your passport to Abuja. I have what to offer. So I use dream. Say, this is what they want to do. And I use what to offer to colobe them. Somebody said, I don't like the way your pastor is laughing. What do you want me to do in my life? I can't laugh successfully again. They said, the way you're laughing. Is there a way that somebody should laugh laughter? Laugh your own? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said, I just broke a yoke in the life of somebody. You are from Bogon. They tie you down with a lead. The Lord said, the lead is broken now. Thank you, precious Lord. I continue. Why is he seeing revelation while laughing? They call my passport back. Why? I have seen it. Should I still continue? Joseph will have divorced Mary. How can you be telling me that Holy Ghost impregnates you? How can you be telling me? And the Bible said the angel of God came to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1 verse 20. While he was thinking about this divorce, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him where again? In the dream. And said, Joseph, oh Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. For it is the Holy Ghost. Let's imagine Joseph did not hear anything. Joseph, he didn't see anything again. What happened? God has met him. So when you receive revelation and dream from God, it set to so many bullshit. May you receive yours. This is not good enough. May you receive yours. I want to round off now because I want us to pray and I want to lay hands on some people. You know the dream, you go dream. You know they have revelation, you go have. When you cannot dream, how can you receive vision? So I can sit and I'm talking to somebody and I say, wait. Get me my book and I begin to write. Why? So I'm talking to you, my spirit is connected to heaven. Come, let me show you one more before we go. You remember when Jesus was born? In Matthew 2:13, I want to show you something there. God sent two angels, two dreams, and they left, and an angel of the Lord appeared. In a way again. Oh God, let's be going home. Where did he appear? To who? So many people call Joseph today. They don't dream anything. They be devil. Is there any Joseph here? We don't have Joseph in the church. We are not devil. We have Joseph there. Herod will be looking for the child. Why can't God send angel and carry him? But he used dream to rescue him. God will use dream to rescue you. So get up. Take the child and his mother and escape. And stay there till I tell you. Let us imagine Joseph did not remember the dream. He will just wake up. Please give me my food. What will you eat? It's 9 o'clock. Give me some more. And then go sit down. That soup. That is where you'll be eating semo. And they will come and carry both child and mother. Should I continue? Oh yeah, connect to this altar. Let me pray for you again. Are you tired? Okay, this is my prayer for you right now. About the power in the blood of Jesus. The dream that will make you escape the plans of the wicked. Receive it in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout a bigger amen. Let me give you one more. Please sit down. Jesus was about to be executed by Pilate. And the wife of Pilate said, please don't do it. Why? Come and see. Matthew 27 verse 19. While Pilate was sitting in the judgment hall, his wife sent him a message. Since the wife cannot pick it, God went to the wife. Have nothing to do with an innocent man. Because in a dream last night, I suffered, mourned, and know what the husband did. He carried hand, he washed his hand. He said he doesn't have to do anything. The dream that will deliver your generation from suffering. Are you ready for this one? The dream that will deliver your generation from suffering. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus. What we have done today is the beginning of somebody's deliverance. Oh God, Jesus. The dream that will be the beginning of your deliverance, you are getting it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Somebody say, Lord, I thank you. Remember Cornelius? God appeared to him. Call Peter to come and pray for you. I'm done with this one. Stretch your hand. Let me pray this prayer for you before I tell you what to do. Just what to do. What do I do? One prayer for you before I continue to tell you what to do. One vision that will make you great. One vision. One instruction. One dream. That will make you celebrate. It's coming for you in the name of Jesus. Please sit down. What do I do? Just four or five things. Number one, be saved. Be saved. Number two, what do I do? Be sensitive. Be sensitive. You cannot dream. Your wife is not dreaming. God will go to one of your children. Your child is telling again, Daddy, Daddy, say, shut up, shut up. I am still the head of this house. I'm the big head of this house. Shut up. It's a thing of the joy of joy when your children see their future. You look, you don't shout much. You just say, maybe you have seen it yourself now. Oh yeah, start reading. Start reading. Number one, be safe. Number two, be sensitive. God can use anybody to talk to you. Now, there are some people that are very bad, though. They'll just go, I had a dream about you. I had a dream that you died. Not those ones, though. I dream about my classmate. I sent a message to me. I was about to travel. And he said, a man of God, I see dream. I said, what dream? Ah, you cry. I said, who? I said, it seems you need money. So I sent him money. When I sent him, he said, that dream, not be so safe. You not be so you fine. I said, you know what? You will die. Oh my God. Any dream of death will not be your portion. So be sensitive. Someone will be talking to you. As they are talking, begin to. Number three, pray for understanding. You have a dream, pray for understanding. Pray for understanding. Pray for understanding. Number four, once you have understood it, obey immediately. Obey when? Immediately. What am I saying? Obey what? Obey what? Obey what? So, this word I've taught you today, you should be excited. Say, Father, the dream, the vision that will change my life. Give it to me. Don't forget it. It's time to pray.
One word is all I need.
Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you because your word does not fail. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are a mighty, great, and powerful God. Give him praise. Give him honor and adoration. You are not thanking him. Why? Why? Lift up your voice and give him praise. Lift up your voice and give him praise. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray with me. It's a supernatural dream. Say it again. Let me hear you. That will transform my life. Say the two together. Let me hear you. Yeah. Appear in my life. Say in the name of Jesus. You have 2 minutes to settle it. Go ahead and pray. Supernatural dream. Not the dream of fear. That will transform my life. Appear. Somebody is not praying. Supernatural dream. I am tired of this level. There is a dream that can give you a chance. Put you on a ladder of greatness. You are not praying. Let it appear, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, precious Lord. The Lord will do great and mighty things here today. Say with me, say, I reject negative dreams. Say it again, let me hear you. Not hearing you, say it again, let me hear you. Say in the name of Jesus. That lady on white scarf, please come. That lady on white scarf, come. Come and stand here. Say, I reject negative dreams. I reject dream of shame. Say in the name of Jesus. Just stay there. Sit down like that. Are you ready to pray? Lift up your voice and pray like let me hear you now. You are not praying. You are not praying. I reject negative dreams in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Every power that turned my dream to a battleground, die in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray, prayer quick. Pray, 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 pray. That turn my dream to a battleground.
Thank you, Lord.
Power that turned my dream to a battlefield. Let the power lose their hold. Let the power lose their hold. Every battle in my dream. Somebody, are you praying here? Are you praying here?
Thank you. Hey, Jesus, never pray.
Oh, Tolani, there's a woman behind you with glasses. Madam, come. I don't want to forget what God is telling me, so I need to continue praying. Pray with me again. I reject every dream of fear. See, you want me to beg you again for praying for yourself? This information I give to you now, should do a conference and collect money for this seminar. This one I taught you now, if you fail, you want to fail, you will not fail. See, guys, look at your ah. Give me information or I die. Do what did I say? Give me information or I die. I want information about my life. If I don't know about another person, I want about myself. Oluwa, info. Oluwa, info. No. Can't be just. It is simple. You are fitting. Pray with me. I reject dream of fear. See, we are closing by now exactly, and I want us to pray before them. We still have 25 minutes to pray. I reject dream of fear. Jesus. No. It is dream of information I want. It is dream of direction I want. Not dream of disaster. You woke up and headache like this. Jesus, and say Panadol, extra. Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I reject dream of fear. Lift up your voice and pray. Somebody, I love pray. Are they praying here? Are they praying there? Are they praying at the back there? For His mercy and your rest forever.
For His mercy, thank you. Rest forever. Amen. Glory be to God. He dies. Amen.
Are they praying at the back there?
Glory be to God. He dies. Amen.
For His mercy,
thank you. Dread forever.
I reject fear.
Amen.
I reject fear.
For His mercy as your dread forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. The name of your husband's father, or somebody that's like a father to him, is Arise Vincent. I will say it twice. Come. Don't waste time. Arise, Vincent. Don't waste time. Arise. You know, I mentioned two names. So if you don't know Arise, you know Vincent. The name, that's the name. Come, I move on. Pray with me. Say, Father, I receive understanding.
Father, I receive understanding.
You are not saying it very well. Say it again to me
here now. Father,
in my dream.
In my dream.
So when you woke up in the morning, just, hey. God is warning me concerning this. Not that you start, you just, oh,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I receive understanding.
Say, Father, I receive understanding. We at Delta, and the Lord was talking to a particular, and he was looking at me like this. When he came back, you are the one that begged for him. Don't come and see me after service. I've said it twice. So I mentioned two names. I never mentioned two names so that you can say you don't understand. Okay, good. Father, receive understanding. Thank you, precious Lord. I'm coming. They have padlocked your enemy. I want to break it. Kneel down. If you are strong, don't be sitting among people when they are praying. Go to the back. Okay? God bless you. Stand up. Help her. Help her. Help her. I'm coming for you. Help her. Let her sit at the back. Church, I pray for when they confuse myself. And which one is your? The padlock in your life break now. I said the padlock in your life break now. I said the padlock in your life break now. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, precious Lord. Congratulations. Give me oil. Give me oil. What is wrong with her? What is wrong with her? Okay. Your mother is the one in front, Abby. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Get me oil. Open your mouth. Let the mother come here. God has speak you out already. God is good. Pastor Paul, is God in this church? Why did they want to kill this guy? He has done me well.
Oh, my soul, rise up and praise the Lord.
Call him out. Because this coffin, we want to break it.
Amen. Amen.
Open your mouth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What is her name? Onyi. I pour this oil in your mouth. Where they have settled your case that you will die. I reverse it in the name of Jesus. Waiting, waiting. Every negotiation over your life. The Bible says, all souls are mine, said the Lord. Your soul belongs to God, none of them, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lay my hands on you.
In the name of Jesus.
That the emblem and embargo of death over your life is broken in the name of Jesus. I call the woman. We are still talking about coffin. That coffin is broken in the name of Jesus. Jumping up. You will come back serving God. You will come back rejoicing. Satan, lose your hold over this one. You snatch this one from the cage of darkness in the name of Jesus. Time ago, I was sick like you.
Yes.
My own sickness was 9 months. God delivered me, and after everything, God used me in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are going to run you to deliverance soon. She got small bandage too, but don't worry, she'll be fine. Go and call your husband now. Ask him which arise. Call him now. Who is Arise? If he doesn't know Arise, say, who is Vincent? Now. Go to and call him. I'm waiting. When you come back, let me know you are back. Hallelujah. suddenly, I'm coming for you. If you are clapping for Jesus, let me know you are clapping. Come. Kneel down. Madam, God has delivered you. Make it a go. What do you want to do? Stretch your hand as I pray for this lady. Anybody here that carry label of hatred? Anybody get to the just hate you, don't know why they hate you. I command that label to break now in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. Any judge that just hate you, even no matter what you do, I command the labor hatred over your life to break now in the name of Jesus. Congratulations. Congratulations. In Jesus' mighty name. Clap for Jesus as they go back. Hallelujah. The time is running, but we go achieve what we want to achieve today. Don't forget, I want to pray for people that know they dream. Oh, I'm coming. Now, I want all of you to pray. I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I reject dream of bewitchment. I reject dream of manipulation. Will you lift up your voice and pray like that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is somebody praying here? Is somebody praying here? Hey, somebody praying here. Between both of them, no fear, there's no problem. I want to pray for you. Give me your hand. Okay, can you do that with the baby? Okay, I don't want to touch your skin. They say if they use time, romance them. So I'm holding your hand. I got the same. Doctor, are you pressing the keyboard? The Lord said your husband has been delayed for a long time and it's time for him to be free. There are some people over our life that stand as fathers. I pray for you right now. As you go to do what I said you should do, you will run back here with your testimony. Congratulations. Let me clap for Jesus as we return. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray a little bit more. Have we prayed that prayer yourself? We have not prayed it yet. Have we prayed it? Pray with me again. Say, Father. I'm not hearing you. I did not bother. Say, Father. I enjoy it. That's why I want you to enjoy it. If I enjoy and you enjoy it, there will be no this thing. Before I preach, you know what I want to preach. I show my choir shaggy. So I'll be telling my choir tomorrow, my pastor is going to preach this. He said, you, Gen Z. Wait till I know. Gen Z. The announcement from Lorna, I will tell my choir, tomorrow these are the announcements you will hear. We hear them before tomorrow. You enjoy it. Father, show me my colorful future. You don't want it? You know I'm still doing this work? I saw it. I was in Unilag, and I had a dream. You will not believe what I will still tell you. And heaven opened, and when the heaven opened, thank you. When the heaven opened, they pour oil on my head from heaven. So when I woke up, my friend said, Femo, kilo sele. Mama, la la ni. Urululu, alulie. That was how I was ordained. Each of my children before they came, God gave me info about them. When each of them before they came, God gave me info. In fact, when the second one was coming, we didn't know it was for us. We thought it was for Holy Ghost. So we said, Holy Ghost is going to have a black girl, though. We didn't know that the black girl is coming to Odudubi. We saw it. We saw it. We saw what is coming for. I saw everything then. With the name, with the date of birth God gave me. Then. Eh? Now you know. Let us pray. Say after me, say, my father. Eh? Wahala ke. I said, my father. When ministry became very, very tough, I had a dream and I saw foundation. And the whites are the one doing it. Please, if you want to leave me early. Whites are coming. As I saw it. Mommy, we have 7 trustees. I had a dream. We're all in the dark room. Everybody left. It remained me and you. Are you not there with me now? Everybody left. I woke up. I saw Osagie. I said, thank you. One person is with me. Before you came for counseling, you with your long tie, I saw a short boy. Ben, before people came around me, I know. I have enjoyed it. Father, give it to them in the name of Jesus. I've enjoyed it. I have people are using data in churches. We know they use data here. Are they collecting information from you? I know they use data here. Data. Data. The Holy Spirit is precise more than data. I go to church, I don't know. Which data am I going to use in that church? I don't know. But God is datamatics himself. Father. Me, God. Me, God. Give me info about my life. Give me info about my children. Give me info about my marriage. Look at me, look at me. When you receive it, look at me, look at me, look at me. You just have this. Anybody can send it, you just say, no. I have peace. Because our God is a God of peace. Give me info about my life. When you receive it, there is this aura around you. You just be smiling. We say, this guy is proud. No, be you. Nah, info. Give me info about my life. Give me info about my environment. Give me info about my children. Give me info about my marriage. You have no right to gossip at or talk about anybody until you know about your own. I thought you are going to start to pray. Give me info. Young girl, you are not praying with your big glasses. Oh, yeah, pray. You like woman and you cannot receive information. Info, Lord. Info, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When they punish person, I want to pray for you. Enemies want to turn to friends. They call you that they are enemies, but they want to turn to friends against you. Can I scatter them? Can I scatter them? Can I scatter them? Any enemy that has turned to friends because of you, I scatter them in the name of Jesus. You could swear with your life they were enemies. You could swear with your life that they are enemies. They don't agree, but they want to become friends. He said, just because of this woman, may we turn to friends, may we finish up. I pray for you. Anybody here that your enemies have turned to friends, let what brought them together scatter them in the name of Jesus. Soak your children, your family with the blood of Jesus. The enemies will not get you. Thank you, precious Lord. Madam, beside you, tell your husband to leave the house. No tea. Tell your husband to leave the house. If you are here, you don't dream. Come. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Come now. You are ashamed. You are looking at people. What concern your people? You don't dream. In this church,
I'll give you a daughter. See, beautiful, beautiful people. You too, Ivy. With your beard. You too. Israel. Everything must change now.
Amen.
So stretch hand and as we pray for them. Say after me, Holy Spirit. Touch my heart. Camera.
Holy Spirit.
Touch my ears.
Holy Spirit.
Walk on my brain.
That
is the memory. That's the prayer you are going to pray. Everybody, church, everybody, Facebook, Twitter, everybody, lift up your voice.
Holy Spirit.
Touch my heart.
Touch my ears.
Touch my brain. You have 1 minute. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Touch my head. Somebody, everybody pray. Everybody pray. Not here. You know the dream we are. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. No, 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 no. You cannot be stranded. Touch my ears. Touch my brain. Are you still ashamed to pray? Are you still ashamed to pray? Touch my hands.
Oh, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come, in your strength and your power. Come. Come, sweet spirits, we pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own special way.
God is working on you. Receive it. God is working on you. God is working on you. You can't be empty.
He said the same clothes that guy wore when I told him, you have joined a cult and you might die. It was the same clothes he wore when he died. And that broke me on Sunday. Moses was talking to me yesterday. He said, Daddy, you called me. He said, run from that boy. He has joined cult. God, give me first class information. Why are you sitting? Receive first class information. I was carrying my son to school. And the Lord said, son, I know you don't fight. Somebody's going to look for your trouble today. So, closing time, I went to school, carried his bag, and I said, let's go home. And he said, Daddy, one boy came, collected my boots, collected my pen, and he was saying, you will fight. You will fight. Guy, you go fight. Guy, you go fight. He said, he jacked him up. He now remember. I said, did you drop him? He said, yes. That boy was destined to die. Not in the hand of my boy. Before you cry, God will give you an info in the name of Jesus. Sorry, in all respect to everybody, most people will not teach you this because they want you to be in the dark. I don't want you to be in the dark. I want you to have light. When you have light, my counseling, my body with egos, I will say, go and meet mommy. Because I know you carry light. From today, carry light in the name of Jesus. A young boy in Liberia said, sir, why is it that Nigerians are so gifted? So I said, Nigerians, most of us, we wait on God. He said, sir, please. I'm a young pastor from Liberia. Sir, I have been following you. How do you hear those things? I say, it's God. I have enjoyed it. I went to Liberia once and things changed. Go and watch them now. I have entered into your life. Light has come in the name of Jesus. Who's up with information? That will make you to enjoy greatness. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus. See, on time anointed. That one, fear him. That one, bless him. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus. Our children will not suffer. I'm not hearing. Our children will not suffer. I saw it. See, before anything happened to you, we'll see it. How can I have 7 dreams of death? I had a particular one on the other side there. That I came to church, nobody hear me. And I was talking there, but nobody hear me. When I woke up, I laughed. I said, when they cannot hear, you have turned to what now? Oh, to the spirit in the air. But I'm telling you. I had one, I saw my children selling pure water. Ben, I'm telling you, Nabi, I'm telling you. Before it will happen, you will see them. So I said, so this is what they planned for me, no problem. And I know the law of covenant and sacrifice. So I begin to use my weapon. I carry my check. I started praying. And I escaped. Information that will make you escape early grave. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Did you receive anything today? Now, small like this, when you start a match, it begins to expand. Let the Spirit of God and the gift of God in you begin to expand in the name of Jesus. Seriously, if you are a man here, or if you are a firstborn son, and you are last spiritually, now they do yourself. Every firstborn, whether you like it or not, you either be a pastor or a minister. Even if you are a pilot, you are the priest of that family. All firstborn, you are the priest. Waiting to you, firstborn. So I pray for all of you here. I will just sit there. I will just hear information. Now, because your pastor, your father have enjoyed it, begin to enjoy it in the name of Jesus. before your enemies come, the Lord will show you the way out. Lord, we give you praise. For 1 minute, lift up your hands and worship Him. Today.
You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh.
Wait. I was talking to one of my sons yesterday. I said, 4 days ago, the Lord showed me your plan. The boy said, eh? How did you know? I said, I was in my house. I said, God showed me. I showed me. He said, that place you are going to, don't go there. From my house. So I release the Spirit of God even in your houses in the name of Jesus. Let me add this to you, that please in your house reduce all the what do you call this song, that surgical will man boy, all the secular song, eh? I mean, you won't make her die. All those songs that used to have, you know that song now, eh? Maybe you won't make her die. All those songs, reduce it. I've been over that song. Reduce it. Let's.
We give you glory, Lord.
Let worship be in your house. Especially when you want to sleep. As I can't sleep without either worship or word. All my children sleep beside me like this. Word when they are sleeping. Amen. They are sleeping, no?
Amen. Amen.
Did you learn anything today? Is God good? Let me see your hand. God is good.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.